Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're pleased that Grant's carved out a few minutes to join us here. Yo, what did Kyle Shanahan get bailed out by Trey Lance being a little banged up and now he could willingly and lovingly go back to Jimmy Garoppolo?
100%, because if he had started Jimmy Garoppolo over a healthy Trey Lance, like 75% of the fan base would have been irate.
Yeah.
At least 75%. I mean, there's no reason to go back to Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not a bad quarterback. He just doesn't improve, and he's not going to be the starter next year. So why are you wasting time? Every game that Trey doesn't start is a wasted opportunity at this point. And I think people all liked what they saw. And I think they also understood that Kyle didn't really do him any favors. That game was 100% on Trey Lance's shoulders. They were like, run between the tackles, take a bunch of hits, and – you know, win the game for us. Where was the running game? Where were the end arounds and all the stuff that Kyle calls to make life easy for Jimmy? Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, absolutely, that bailed out Kyle. But it's not going to bail him out for long. It's a 1 to 2 week injury. Fans are going to want to see Trey Lance back on the field. Kyle's going to have to make a big decision.
And also with that, Grant, there's still no – there's two things that I'm afraid of in life. Damien knows. It's robots and it's calf injuries,
yep.
Okay? Because calf injuries are not – like people hear a calf and they're like, oh, that's no big deal. Like, no, those can be things that last for months in some cases. And I'm not saying that's the case with Jimmy Garoppolo, but I just think there's an assumption that, oh, Jimmy will be healthy by the bye. That could be realistically a 4 to 6 week injury if they wanted to get it all the way back. So he may not even be bailed out. He may be in there having to play Trey against the Colts when they come back.
Also, Jimmy Garoppolo knows he's being pushed out the door and he most likely won't be here next year. So what incentive does he have to play hurt and potentially make it worse and affect his ability to go somewhere else in the offseason? I don't think it's in his interest.
Yep. That's a great point, but this start of this season is not going well for anybody. Like, the 49ers are underperforming, and Jimmy Garoppolo, who, you know, Kenny and I think the three of us have talked about this in depthly headed into the year. This is a huge year for him, and he's come out flat.
And he got hurt again. I mean, in his last 9 starts, he's gotten hurt 3 times.
My goodness, dude.
I think what you're seeing is there's no point in really breaking down the strengths and weaknesses of his play. All you need to know about Jimmy is he can't stay healthy. That means he's not a starting quarterback. If you could give him a great offensive line and he was like half the price, he's a good player. But, geez, I don't think he can really protect himself on a football field anymore. And his injuries are weird. A calf strain, I mean, it's just one thing after another. There's nothing you could say, well, if he could just tweak this one part of his game, he wouldn't get hurt anymore. No.
Yeah. Grant, here's where me and Grant might butt heads a little bit.
Okay.
I think Grant is just going to keep it. He's going to keep it a stack as he sees it. That's why I like it.
Okay.
I look at the 49ers, 2-3. They've lost 3 straight games. Packers are a team that some people believe, you know, if things go right, they can get to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks, obviously, right now aren't the same Seahawks, but with Russell Wilson, a lot of people believe they always had a shot. Niners should have won that game regardless. But then you got Arizona, who's the league's only undefeated team left in the NFL. Niners lost 1-score games to all 3 teams. A lot of people are writing off this season as if it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Niners are that far away. They're doing little things, whether it's the penalties, the holding, the play calling or whatever, that need to be shored up to turn the season around. But it's not like they're getting dominated by these teams. They're right there. I think they just got to figure out a couple of the little things and shore those things up. What do you see from the Niners right now?
I think the reason that those 3 losses hurt so much is that it feels like the Niners – were good enough, had enough talent to win each game, but like that they were mismanaged by the coaches. And it feels like while the Niners are kind of competitive in every game, they're kind of treading water in the sense that, man, those games against Philly and Detroit went down to the wire too. And as easily as the Niners could be 5-0, they could be 0-5. So I think at the bye week right here, what they need to do is find an identity. They don't have one yet. They don't have a starting quarterback. They don't have an identity. 2 years ago, they were the team that ran over you. Like they beat Carolina 2 years ago, and Carolina never knew where the ball was. They just handing off in all these different creative ways. That stuff is all gone. They can't run the ball at will. They're averaging 4.2 yards per carry. That's mediocre. So, and they didn't even try. Like they didn't even give the ball to their running backs against Arizona. They had some different offense. Honestly, it looked like Tim Tebow at Florida. It was just quarterback by himself in the backfield running up the middle. Well, what the hell is that? That's not the offense. The offense is quarterback under center, handoffs, and play action off of that. And we thought that the reason Lance was here is because he did that in college. He's a mobile quarterback who played in the under center system and can do the play action stuff, and that you would be inserting him into the 49ers offense. But that wasn't the 49ers offense against the Cardinals. That was 2007 Florida. That was really, really weird. And if that's what Kyle Shanahan sees in Trey Lance is just Tim Tebow, then why'd you draft him? I don't see that Trey Lance. I see a really good talent who's much more like Josh Allen than Tim Tebow. It's discouraging that Kyle Shanahan is calling plays for him like this.
So where the 49ers are at right now, how much of it would you say falls on the shoulders of Kyle Shanahan?
Most of it. I mean, the defense is outperforming the offense. The offense has talent, but they're not executing well. They're not blocking well. They don't have an identity. I think it's him. And I think that, I'm not saying that I'm with KC on this. Like, they can turn this around. The bye week is coming at a good time, but this is what he needs to do. He needs to find the running game again and make it life way easier on both of his quarterbacks. Because frankly, Jimmy played well before he got hurt. It's not his fault. It's Kyle.
Yeah. And one of the interesting things about Kyle, and I was watching, I think Brian Ballwinger, he pointed it out, the touchdown play to Deebo Samuels on Sunday, he said it perfectly. It took you 44 minutes to do that. Like, that should have been something you did once a possession, at least. Just get the ball to your best player in the backfield, let him do some stuff. And that's what I just can't figure out with Kyle. I don't know where the creativity in his play calling has gone. I mean, I made a joke earlier, Grant, earlier in the season, when did Kyle Shanahan turn into Jimmy Ray? He out here 3 yards in a cloud of dust. What is this? What's going on with Kyle Shanahan?
Isn't he coaching like a guy who kind of doesn't want to be here anymore? Like, if you believe the rumors that, hey, he didn't want Trey Lance and he wanted Mac Jones and the organization kind of told, if you believe those things and everything kind of makes sense, well, he's like, well, he's begrudgingly coaching a quarterback that he doesn't think that much of. And this is what he thinks of him. Quarterback draw again. Like, really? Because what John Lynch said was you liked him so much that you went to the Justin Fields pro day and you couldn't even think about Justin Fields. Your mind was on Trey Lance. You came back and you were drawing up plays. What was the play? Quarterback draw? That was it? We haven't seen it. I thought it was going to be play action. I thought you're going to take this Jimmy offense, but you're going to add the downfield element that you had in Atlanta.
Yes.
No, we're just going to run Trey up the middle until he hurts his knee. That's great, Kyle. Nice. That's great. And the thing about it is the Niners were desperate for Kyle 5 years ago. But if he doesn't work out, he doesn't want to be the coach of this team. If he wants to go coach Minnesota and work with Kirk Cousins, I think there's a lot of people who would want to coach Trey Lance.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people, like the guy in Buffalo or the guy in Kansas City or the guy in Philly. I mean, there's a lot of guys who would want to coach a team like this.
I have one. And I know you got to go, Grant. I do have one alternative theory. Maybe Kyle's not a good coach.
Damien found his boy, Grant.
Thank Kyle ain't that good.
Hey, man, he's one winning season. If you even look at his offensive results, he gets a lot of yards, but he's been an offensive coordinator like 12, 13 years. I think he's had an offense that finished top half of the league in scoring four times. So I think
offensive genius
is the most overrated, overhyped coach in the league. Doesn't mean he's not good, but he is amazingly overhyped. Like, if his name was anything else, he wouldn't have this type of reputation. But he's a Shanahan, and so people believe in the man. They believe. But Niner fans are tired. They want wins. It's year five. Figure it out, Kyle. You got to win. You got to beat Indianapolis in 2 weeks. They're a 1-4 team. No one wants to hear it. Either quarterback should be able to win this game. Figure it out.
They got to beat the Colts and the Bears.
Absolutely.
Grant, we appreciate you so much, man. We know you got a busy day. Thanks for jumping on with us.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
That's our man, Grant Cohn. By the way, the greatest guest in the history of D'Lo and KC right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.